You're listening to my worship song of the week, aka WSW, coming to you every Sunday, 7 a.m. West African time. WSW, worship song of the week. Hi guys, welcome to yet another episode of WSW, worship song of the week. How are you guys doing today? And I hope that you had a great week. And yes, it's already a new week. I hope you had a nice weekend and your last week was okay. And even if it wasn't okay, if you're alive and listening to this, then there is a reason to be thankful. All right, so today on the show, I have another beautiful sister of mine. Oh my God. Man, God has really blessed me with such beautiful, beautiful sisters. So I have here with me Ivy. Hi, Ivy.
Hey. Hey, Ejiro family, WSW family. I think I'm humbled to be sharing on your platform.
Oh, like I am the one who is like, oh my God, I'm excited. Thank you so much for saying yes. And thank you for, you know, accepting to share your testimony with us today.
Yep. I was actually thinking all week, what am I going to share? To be honest, I think there are too many songs.
I know that feeling, right?
Every song like has its own season and its own time. Mm. And I think for me, I figured what is the most consistent message for me throughout this every season that's usually the most unchanging when I'm doing reflection. And that is how I got to pick the song that inspired me this week.
Okay.
And the reason I came up with I picked this specific song is because we had our 242 this week, and during the 242 people were just sharing, you know, their different, we hadn't met for like 2 weeks, and people were just catching up on things that they had been going through within those 2 weeks. So we had people who were finally making it into getting jobs and interviews, and we had others that were, you know, leaving the country because they've lost jobs, and we had people who, I mean, like everybody had one issue or the other, people were tired. Mm. Like it's when you listen to people's issues that you realize maybe my issue isn't as big. Because there's just a lot going on and you'd want to help, but you can't be
everything. There's so much you can do. Yeah.
And it's, as a Christian, it's usually cliche to tell people, you know, God
it's
is
gonna,
there.
Yeah, it's going to be
and
good.
And we're praying for you. And I hate being that Christian. I hate being the Christian that just kind of delegates to God.
And not doing anything within your own strength. Yeah.
And I just kept saying, I mean, I can only, at this point, I can only do the little that I can do for those that are around me in the capacity that I'm able to. But then it also helped me remember when I was in probably their situations in different times, what I held on to, and what most people tend to do, like when you're in your low place, instead of running to God, most of us run away from God.
Mm.
Because it's like the most easiest reaction to have.
Mm.
But the reality is we don't run to God when things are good, because then he doesn't get glory. It seems like we are just showing out because we've done our own thing and we just want to allocate it to someone. While what we should be doing is, in those times when things like are impossible, those times when you don't know how, when, what, where, in the most pettiest of ways, those are the times you turn to God.
Mm.
Like those are the times that you allow God to show you who he is, so that during the high time, you can be able to say, I didn't do this by myself. You cannot give yourself credit, because most of us, we did a lot of things on our own. Things managed to work out. Grace of God was upon us. But then we
don't ascribe that
to God per se.
Yeah.
We say, you know, I kind of worked hard and, you know, God was with me. But
but actually, God did it.
Yeah, God did it. But when you understand that fully, everything was on the capacity of God. Mm. And there is something Peter in our 242 group shared, and we read this, and I read this to my, we read it out in our 242, I think it's Isaiah. So basically, it's just, the scripture talks about how God was just boasting about who he is. Mm. I mean, it says, who asks, you know, I make everything that revolves around the earth comes from me. Mm-hmm. I made this. I mean, the light shines because I say so. It's dark because I say so. Mm. I bless you even when you don't deserve my blessings because I'm God. I make you powerful because I am God. I mean, he says the the pot doesn't ask the potter.
Ah, the clay. The clay doesn't ask the potter, how do you mold me?
As in me. I mean, even a baby doesn't ask the mother, how did I come out, you know? And thinking about that, I was like, do we genuinely understand who God is?
Hmm.
Like, I mean, I know God is great, like, but do I understand the intensity of how powerful and how mighty God is? I mean, the reality that disaster happens because God can see disaster and he said it's gonna happen, but it's still under my authority.
Hmm. If he wants, still gives it permission.
Permission. Mm-hmm. I can wake up tomorrow and say,
no.
And when I think about that, I realize, to be honest, even my plans are not really.
To an extent, it feels like they don't hold water. But still, like, because we are humans, we still need to plan, have a plan. But then,
at the end of the day, everything.
He's still in control.
It's like he has to. He's the one who checks. Exactly. And that's when I came to the realization that I have. If I ever get to a point where I forget, I realize that I am powerless without God. Whether I have received Christ or I haven't, even those who haven't received Christ yet are still living under grace.
Of course.
As in, you're still living.
You don't even realize it. But I guess that's why the Bible says that even while we were yet sinners, he already did it for us in that state. So yeah. And they don't even know it, that they are actually enjoying God's grace.
So I think the sad bit is how Christians get caught up in the reality that because they've accepted Christ is the reason we're sort of under grace because, you know, I'm a Christian and I'm a child of God. Mm. And, you know, I sort of do X, Y, Z things that then entitle me to
more grace.
More grace. But the reality is God favors and God protects it based on just him being God.
It's about him. It's never about us. Like, never about whether you, because you're a Christian, that's why he bless you more than this other person. But I guess in some way, I would say that what happens is we feel we are more, we have more access to him. And we actually do through the name of Christ. Yes. So that's where it feels like, okay, we are enjoying more grace than people who are not in Christ because of the access. But at the end of the day, it still comes back to the fact that it's still Christ, it's not us.
The thing is, it's because it only makes sense when you understand that you have access and you've understood it from a spiritual perspective. Because some of us review how we are blessed or how the things that God is doing in our life based on things we can physically see. Essentially, it is true that, you know, God blesses us and we're supposed to prosper as well in the physical, but there's way much more that happens. And the point of the whole understanding of God from that perspective was, should there come a time that I forget or I question, I'd want to remember that God was God before.
God is still God.
And as in, God never changed. When I loved him, when I didn't love him,
he
was
God.
Still God.
Mm, mm, mm.
And that for me just makes me realize I as Christian as I am, I say this over and over, I'm trying to make it to heaven.
You're trying to. You're already a candidate of heaven.
You know, the thing, I mean, not... I know it usually sounds funny being a Christian saying this, but I usually say I can have... The thing is, it's a heart issue. It's not... Many people say and affiliate themselves with Christ by word, but... What God checks is the heart. Mm. I mean, imagine David had to always come to God and say, you know,
check
my heart. Mm. Because ultimately, I don't want to get to heaven and God is like, you know. Can you imagine being on the worship team? I've been doing all of these things.
I don't know you.
I'd be like, hey.
That'd
not
be our portion.
Yeah, so and this is why I say I'd want to stay in constant remembrance of who God is and why I need him in my life. Salvation wasn't a one day affair. Mm. It is a continuous
thing. Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah. Exactly. So what is this particular song that really...
So the song is by, I think they were part of Jesus Culture before. Okay. And the song is called Remember.
Remember.
Yeah.
By Jesus. What's the name?
Brian and Katie Torwalt.
Okay.
I think they have a couple of songs that I really like. The thing is, because I'm not quite sure if you've heard the song before.
Not really. No, yeah. So guys, for the first time, I don't know the song. The worship song of the week. Like, I don't know the song itself. But like you've heard Ivy talked about this song that has made her just really come to the realization that I do not ever want to forget who God really is to me and how mighty and how powerful he is. So and this song is called Remember.
Yes.
By
Brian and Katie Tall.
Yeah, so I'm going to leave a link to the song on the caption of this podcast today so you can listen to it. But I don't know if Ivy has the liver to do a portion of the song, at least the chorus.
I'll read sort of the verses and then probably just do the chorus.
The chorus,
the gist of the song.
Cool.
But the verse is, how quickly we forget the God who lives in every day.
Mm.
How easy to lose sight that you reside in mundane. Mm. How quickly we forget the power that's running through our veins.
Mm.
The kind of power that empties graves.
Mm.
As in, the power that empties grace.
Hmm.
And oh my soul, remember who you're talking to.
Hmm.
The only one who death bows to. That's the God who walks with you.
Hmm. Indeed, yes he is.
And oh my soul, you know that if he did it then,
oh yes,
then he can do it all again.
Yes, he can.
Hmm. His power can still raise the dead.
Hmm.
Don't tell me that it's finished yet.
It's not done yet. Wow.
So the powerful bit of realizing that God was not powerful in the Bible days.
He is
as powerful now.
Wow.
The reason we have access to the Bible is to be able to remember that's
how powerful our God is.
So in case you forget, remember that. I mean, the realities of life will come, challenges of life will come.
Yes.
I know you can remember a time when God did something small for you. I know you can remember a time when you prayed for a little thing and God showed out
in a big way.
Mm-hmm. And that's the reality.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever is listening, whatever circumstance or your reality right now is, remember that there is the God that you serve is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond. He moves things when he wants.
And
that's the blood that runs through your veins.
Exactly. Praise God. So, peradventure you are listening to this and you can't seem to figure out what are they talking about? Like, what's this God? If he's God, why are bad things happening in the world? Everybody asks that question, right? But we know really that God is still in charge of everything that happens here on earth. Like, nothing happens here on earth without he's knowing about it. But because he is a just God and he's a God of love and merciful at the same time, like, he just has to, he can't break his own word. He just has to allow some things happen till the set time, you know, when he's going to come and then judge the world the way it is. So, peradventure you don't know God yet, please, this is a special invitation to you. Try Jesus, really. Like, I mean, you could pick up a Bible from anywhere. Bibles are not that expensive these days. Some places you can just walk in and then you pick them free. Or you can go online. I mean, what do you do? You can use your internet for some good stuff.
Bibles, you know, are free, you know, online.
Get the Bible app. There's the YouVersion app. You know, just try and find out for yourself, really. Just don't take our word for it, right? But try and just go on a journey, personal journey for yourself, and see what is this God about. And I can promise you, he would introduce himself to you in a way that you can't miss him. Okay, so remember, never forget that God is all powerful, he's almighty, and he's in total control of everything that is going on here. So guys, that will be the end of this podcast today. Yes, it's a little bit long, but then, I mean, just take your time and listen. And I pray that as you go and search for this song and probably listen to the words again, that it's going to speak to your heart. And especially if you're a Christian and maybe you're going through some hard times right now, you remember that God has done it before. He has shown up for you before, and he will definitely not leave you right now. So till I come your way again next week, be good. Remember, God got you. Take care. Thanks, Ivy, for coming on the show again today.
Thank you, and making your podcast longer.
All right, ciao, guys. Bye.